Live from the Coggin Cold Hall Studios, time now for Prep Football Talk. Shining a spotlight on the high school football scene throughout the mid-state. Now in its eighth season, Prep Football Talk is brought to you by Freeman Webb, Nissan of Cool Spring, the U.S. Army, Long's Insurance Agency, Sam's Sports Place, and Speedway Motors. And now, here are the hosts of Prep Football Talk, Coach Bubba Spears, Craig Ladd, and Greg Pogue.
Good Saturday morning to you. How you doing? Hope you're having a great weekend. Week number five in the books for Prep Football Talk. Prep Football Talk is what we are. Is every Saturday morning here in the Coggin Cold Hall Studios. Coach Bubba Spears, Craig Ladd, Greg Pogan running the boards. Welcome back, Jonathan Najjar and everything. Week five, I guess that means halfway through the season. I know there's some bye weeks in there, that there's 11 weeks to play 10 games, but we're halfway through the season in week five.
Hard to believe, guys. It has really zoomed by. I mean, this is our sixth show of the year. It's hard to believe. You know, we're coming up on the halfway point of our shows. But yeah, starting now to really look at region records, and because you're getting all those region games. So it's the nitty gritty is about to start happening.
That and the injury prone is starting to happen to some of these teams, and so. You know, getting that bye week, if you have a bye week, is very important too.
Well, and you start to see a little bit of separation in the region standings. Right, right. Who's real and who's not as they start to go head to head. So let's get right to it. Hey, big win for Brentwood last night, and why you'd ever want to doubt Ron Crawford at Brentwood, 25-14 win over Ravenwood.
This was one of a few surprises in the games last night. Bruins quarterback Kay Granzow threw for 272 yards and accounted for two touchdowns. Huge region win for the Bruins. You got to wonder how much that Pulaski Academy game took out of Ravenwood last Friday night.
Yeah, they finally saw somebody who would kick and punt.
It's true.
and not go for onside every time. Brentwood Academy all over Father Ryan last night in a region game, 50-7.
Yeah, Brentwood Academy's backup quarterback, Taylor Montel, he was 7-for-13 for 143 yards and two touchdowns. And Brentwood's running back, Jordan Jones, 86 yards on 11 carries.
Camden beat Cheatham County 35-14. Cane Ridge blanked Antioch 58-0. Upperman 39-6 winner at Cannon County. Watertown 34-12 at Cascade. Christian Brothers in another region game here down in Memphis. Pope John Paul II 42-21 loser there. Henry County 35-13 winner at Clarksville. Trinity Christian 35-14 over Clarksville Academy. Kenwood 30-17 over Clarksville Northwest. Clay County beat visiting Gordonsville 35-6. Collinwood 24-6 over Perry County. Nashville Christian goes to Columbia Academy and puts up a goose egg for the defense, 28-0 for Nashville Christian.
Good win for them. Quarterback Matt McClary passes for 161 yards and a touchdown. Running back Dakota Owens rushes for 86 yards and a touchdown on just six carries.
Eagleville 46-8 at Community. Oakland all over hosts Cookeville 49-0. Cornersville blanked visiting Mount Pleasant 20-0. CPA, you knew this young team had lost, 31, 32 seniors from last year, including Kane Patterson, the linebacker, who's now at Clemson. And you knew it was going to rebuild, but this one sort of caught some eyes with a 28-0 blanking of BGA.
Yeah, you know, here we're talking about being in the fifth week, you know, winning their first game was last night against BGA. And CPA's quarterback, Cade Law, 83 yards on 13 carries and three TDs, 5-for-8 passing for 53 yards and also a touchdown. And CPA's Maverick Rodriguez and Colin Stewart each had an interception for the defense for CPA. BGA's quarterback, Nick Simpenfelter, he was held to just 84 yards passing on 12 of 20.
I'm not going to ask you to repeat that because you got it right the first time. So there we go. Did you try to sneak that one by him there?
The one he struggles on is Kate Granzo.
Oh,
Granzo. Yeah, he can't Granzo. Say Granzo or Granzo.
Or Smith or Johnson
or Thompson. Jones.
Yeah, Thompson. Yeah. Macon County 48-12 winner at Cumberland County. A Dandy here. FRA 42-32 winner at DCA.
Panthers running back Jeffrey Vercher rushes for 161 yards. Scores five touchdowns last night. Jacob Jackson, nice job on defense for FRA. had 11 tackles.
Grundy County falls 49-21 at DeKalb County. Centennial 21-7 at Dixon County. Dyer County 50-20 over Clarksville Northeast. Houston County 48-6 over East Hickman. Of course, you can hear all the Innsworth games right here on Nashville Sports Radio every Friday night with Jonathan Schaefer, Dan Bradley, myself. And Baylor comes in a game. Both these teams were 4-0, 1-0 in the region, in Division II, AAA, East Region. But Innsworth with its first loss, 24-14, and a full dosage of Elijah Howard, the junior running back, spent the last 2 years at Knoxville Webb. He's committed to the University of Tennessee. 31 carries, 235 yards, 3 touchdowns. And so McCauley with its win over last night, with its win, now those two teams are tied for first place, and they're going to be playing each other in that old rivalry here in a couple weeks. But guys, Elijah Howard is the real deal, and I don't jump off and really start yelling about things like that. But he's sub 4.4 with a wiggle. What do I call him?
Jukeability. I grabbed my Webster's dictionary when you said that just to see if that was in the dictionary.
Well, jukeability. UT fans will be happy to get him in the fold. Fairview 34-14 over Sycamore. Forest 41-7 over Loretto. Middle Tennessee Christian 35-0 at Grace Christian down in Chattanooga. And then Mount Juliet Christian 35-16 over Grace Christian in Franklin. Friendship Christian, the game you were at, Bubba. Davidson Academy 30-23.
Yeah, Friendship had 4 turnovers. Davidson Academy had 0. That's a big thing in a tight ball game that we were in. Davidson Academy's quarterback Bryce Rawls had a great night, 12 of 18 for 231 yards and 3 TDs. He also carried the ball 14 times for 68 yards and a touchdown. Davidson's receiver Jaden Rice, 5 catches for 125 yards and a touchdown. Friendship was led by quarterback Justin Seagraves, 104 yards on 16 carries and 2 touchdowns. He was 5 of 11 for 92 yards in the air and 1 touchdown.
Gallatin 42-0 over Hillwood. Stratford goes to Pulaski, beats Giles County 22-6.
Stratford running back James Moore rushes for 217 yards and a pair of scores. Wide receiver Dre Gills, 2 receptions for 65 yards.
Hillsboro 72-0 over Glencliff. Lebanon 21-20 winner over Hendersonville. Beach beat Hunter's Lane 38-6. And a dandy, Independence in overtime, beats Franklin 28-27.
Independence stopped Franklin's 2-point play in overtime to preserve the Region 6-6A win. Josh Nichols' 2-point pass failed incomplete. It came after Guy Lipscomb's 7-yard TD run. Indy's Ethan Cash was 30 of 45 for 340 yards and 1 touchdown and 2 interceptions last night.
East Robertson 14-7 over Jackson County. Red Boiling Springs 44-14 loser at Joe Burns. Summertown wins at Lewis County 21-14. Columbia at the Pit in Lincoln County 20-7 winner there. Lipscomb Academy, a big win here, and that's a big number, 63-21 over Good Pasture.
Mustangs quarterback Luther Richardson passes for 384 yards and 4 touchdowns. Running back Jordan Lyles rushes for 138 yards and a pair of scores for the Mustangs.
Marshall County 35-20 win at Maplewood. Huntington beat McEwen 48-13. Monterey 63-16 over Pickett County. Montgomery Central 22-21 winner in overtime over Creekwood.
Montgomery Central was trailing 14-0 in the fourth quarter, and Central's quarterback Logan Sykes threw for a touchdown to Michael Payton early in the fourth quarter to set up this comeback. Central's Caleb Lane scored in overtime for a two-point conversion run after the win.
Fayetteville 27-14 winner over Moore County. Mount Juliet, Battle of Wilson County, beat Wilson Central 42-17. MBA 17, a big win at MUS last night in the region, 17-14.
MBA kicker Andrew Bulgarin kicks a game-winning field goal with a minute 26 left in the game. Freshman quarterback Marcel Reed, first start, passes for 206 yards and a touchdown. And, Greg, we are very familiar with his father.
Well, we'll be broadcasting his game today. He's Rod Reed, the head coach. We won't on this station, but you and I will be on another station. But every Sunday morning at 9, he sits in that chair right there where Bubby is. Yeah, he talked to Rod, obviously in game prep for today's game, but talked to him last night. Marcel, with his first start, a freshman, And NBA will play Innsworth this coming Friday night.
Well, MUS was undefeated coming in that game in road game. That is a huge win.
And a freshman as well for Marcel Reed, the son of Rod. Summit, 38-7 winner at Overton.
Summit was led by the twins, Destin Wade. He picked up 163 yards, throwing for 113, rushing for another 50, while his brother, Keaton Wade, led the team with 106 yards on just six carries and one touchdown last night.
Nolensville blank Lawrence County 43-0. Pearl Cone beat Republic 1-0 in a forfeit. Republic just didn't have enough academically eligible players to field a full healthy team. Richland 42-6 over Lookout Valley. Riverdale blanking Rockvale. No surprise there. Obviously Rockvale in its first year, but Riverdale 42-0.
Warriors quarterback Jamison Holcomb passes for 198 yards and three touchdowns. And Greg, you're familiar with his father.
Jamison Holcomb, his father, MTSU Hall of Famer, 14-year NFL veteran, Kelly Holcomb, who is the offensive coordinator at Riverdale. So that's cool. I remember, I remember when he was a kid. Well, he's still a kid. Go ahead.
Everybody's a kid to us.
Riverside 27-20 over Hickman County. Well, you're still a kid to us, brother.
That's true.
Rossview 42-7 over Station Camp. Coffee County, a 42-36 win at Siegel.
Coffee County's Matthew Pittman was 6 of 7 for 113 yards, and he also had 123 yards on the ground and 15 carries with two touchdowns. And Siegel's Tucker Sears, 16 of 31 for 185 yards and two TDs.
Livingston Academy 42-7 over Stone Memorial. Trousdale County over Westmoreland 44-6. Blackman 41-7 winner at Warren County. Waverly 35-0 over Scotts Hill. Webb School King's Academy 77-35 over Webb School. West Creek, 51-50 over Portland.
What a shootout. West Creek survived this shootout. The Coyotes built a 51-34 fourth quarter lead. Portland's Caleb Mandrell had five touchdown runs of 39, 26, 2, 4, and 1, and also threw for a touchdown in the loss.
Walker Valley, 32-29 loser at White County. Springfield goes to White House and wins 34-24.
Running back Cavante White rushes for 126 yards, pair of touchdowns for Springfield. Big win, big rivalry game between these two at White House. Huge crowd for that. Great ball game.
Another great one here. Greenbrier in overtime, 43-42 winner at White House Heritage. East Nashville blanked Whites Creek 42-0 in Smith County over York Institute 34-12 up on the plateau. That's week five. We will preview week six as we close the show. Also, coming up at the bottom of the hour, our Nissan of Cool Springs Prep Legend of the Week, none other than Big Joe Dubin on Channel 4. And I'm not kidding, McGavick days. He played collegiately at Samford, got a lot of great stories, and of course, loves. I know very few people in the media in this city that loves high school football more than him. So we'll talk with Big Joe at the bottom of the hour. But after the break, it will be our Freeman Webb Spotlight. BGA coach Jonas Rodriguez and his standout defensive back Garnett Hollis, who's committed to Northwestern. Coming up next here, Prep Football Talk from the Gog and Cold Hall Studios on Nashville Sports Radio.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb Apartment Communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers and constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWebb.com. That's FreemanWebb.com.
You already know about Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill and their track record for featuring the best eats and the best seats for every game. But did you know that all five Middle Tennessee locations have become the new favorite lunch spot from 11 to 3 with daily specials featuring made-from-scratch food prepared fresh daily. From soups to salad dressings. Hand-patted burgers and battered chicken. And don't forget happy hour Monday through Friday from 3 to 7. With locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory on the Lake at Turtle Bay, and their new Nippers Corner location. Be sure to visit Sam's Place.
Nissan of Cool Springs, the number one Nissan dealer in Tennessee, offering a huge selection of new and certified pre-owned Nissans at everyday low prices, plus exclusive benefits like our loyalty card with members-only price reductions on new Nissan vehicle purchases and discounts up to 15% on service, just for being a part of the Nissan of Cool Springs family. Visit us today and join our Nissan Nation across I-65 from the Galleria Mall. NissanofCoolSprings.com.
Long's Insurance Agency in Brentwood is a multiple line insurance agency for all your insurance needs. From investments to group and individual health, Long's Insurance Agency only represents A-rated insurance carriers. Since 2000, Long's Insurance Agency features four decades of insurance business experience with owner Bobby Long and his daughter, MTSU grad Twyla Long. Located at 104 East Park Drive, Suite 306 in Brentwood, the hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Give Bobby and Twyla a call at 615-371-6630. That's Long's Insurance Agency.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields. And you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. They're strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army. If you're in the market for a quality pre-owned car or truck, then visit Speedway Motors at 103 Southeast Broad Street in Murfreesboro. For 45 years, Speedway Motors has sold all makes and models at a reduced price because they don't have the huge overhead of a new car store or CarMax dealership. Every vehicle is thoroughly inspected before sale. Financing is available to everyone, even those with challenged credit and often with no down payment. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Go online to SpeedwayMotors.com or call 615-904-9303. That's Speedway Motors.
Hey, it's Jonathan Schaefer. Join me, Greg Pogue, and Dan Bradley for Ensworth Tigers football.
It is a touchdown for the Ensworth Tigers!
Tune in Friday nights this fall for Ensworth Tigers football.
Still on his feet! It is a touchdown! What an effort for the TUA touchdown!
Live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
25, and now close to the 20-yard line, and a sonic first down!
Your home of the Ensworth Tigers is right here on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
Prep Football Talk every Saturday morning. We do it right here in the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. Coach Bubba Spears, Craig Ladd, and myself, Greg Pogue, and Jonathan Jarr. Good to have him back producing. Coming up at 10 o'clock this morning, Johnny Ballpark Franks, 10 till noon with the countdown kickoff tailgate show. A lot of big games today. Starting at 11, as a matter of several games as well. Our Freeman Webb Student Athlete Spotlight today. Craig Ladd, do the honors.
Well, it's one of the top athletes, cornerback, wide receiver, Garnett Hollis Jr. from BGA. He's 6'2", 180. Going into last night's game, had 14 receptions for 348 yards, 7 touchdowns. For his career, 53 catches for 897 yards and 17 touchdowns. Defensively, 56 tackles, 4 tackles for loss, 3 interceptions, 9 passes defense. 3-star prospect, according to 24/7 Sports, and the number 16th ranked player in the state for the class of 2020. He is committed to Northwestern, which none of the people in this room right now could qualify for that. Choosing the Wildcats.
Speak for yourself.
Well, right. Hey. No, I know that for a fact.
Hey.
choosing the Wildcats over Purdue, Vanderbilt, Arkansas, and Cincinnati.
Garnett Hollis with us. Garnett, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Hey, thanks for joining us and everything. I know a tough one last night. We're going to hopefully be joined by Coach Rodriguez here in a few moments. But, you know, we were just talking about your game and everything and just where you're headed. Obviously, you're junior, but why did you feel the need to go ahead and commit to Northwestern now? You got a junior, then your senior year as well. But certainly no knock on Northwestern, but is he a senior?
Yes, he is.
Oh, Garnett Hollis Jr.,
yes,
who's a senior. Yeah. Garnett, how you doing, man? You're a senior. Why Northwestern?
Well, I really try to focus on academics, and Northwestern is like one of the top 10 schools in the country. So I feel like if I graduate from there and get my degree, I feel like I would be set up great for businesses after college, and I feel like I would be able to get a great job after I graduate. But also, it's in the Big Ten, so it's not like I'm playing just sorry teams.
No.
Yeah. It's in the Big Ten, so I'll definitely be playing some good competition. So that also played a big part. And, you know, I would be able to – I'm competing for some playing time when I get there. So that, you know, that just helped my decision as well.
Well, and certainly the educational component, like Craig said here, you've got to be a special type student athlete to get into Northwestern. So congratulations on the educational component as well.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Garnett, this is Coach Bubba Smith. Tell us a little bit about how it went with your recruiting and everything, because I know at your age, when all these coaches come in, you know, then you go for your visits, they put a little pressure on you. And, you know, who can complain? You know, you're going to get an education from Northwestern University.
Well, you know, when it first started, you know, I got my first offer going into sophomore year. And, you know, I didn't think I was going to get one that early. So once I got it, I just felt like all the wheels was going to start turning like I wanted them to. And they did. You know, I started getting more offers and I started talking to a lot more coaches. And, you know, going into my senior year, the summer going into my senior year, I had to make a decision after taking my three official visits to Vandy, Purdue, and Northwestern. And, you know, it was a pretty hard decision. It was a lot of pressure put on me. And, you know, having to tell two other colleges that you're not going to their school, you know, it's kind of tough because you really don't want to let anybody down that you've built a relationship with. But, you know, the whole process has been fun. You know, at times it was exhausting, but, you know, it was fun and all. And I'm glad I got to be a part of it. And, you know, I'm glad I chose the school I chose.
Well, and I know one of those schools was pretty close that you had to, you know, I know Vanderbilt recruited you pretty hard and everything, and headed to Northwestern. And just what a great campus there in the north of Chicago there. You might have to become a Cubs fan now with you go up there.
Yeah.
So, but Garnett Hollis with us, BGA cornerback, wide receiver, heading to Northwestern.
Garnett, now your teammate Antonio Stevens, he committed to Purdue. Now, I mean, was there any pressure? I mean, did you guys talk about going to the same place? And then come next fall, hey, you guys are going to be adversaries.
Yeah, we definitely talked about going to the same school a lot. No, we went on the Purdue official together. And, you know, he was really feeling it. And I had taken my Northwestern official before I went to Purdue. And I didn't feel like Purdue, don't get me wrong, Purdue is a great school and everything, but I feel like Northwestern was the place for me. And, you know, it was a little hard, you know, picking a school that would be playing him instead of going to school with him. But it's definitely going to be a competition when we play against each other. And, you know, the smack talk is already
I can't imagine.
Yeah, obviously, Pat Fitzgerald, the job he's done in Northwestern has been really amazing. Every year, you know, that they are a contention. Just think of the dream of playing a game in the Rose Bowl, for example. I mean, that obviously you want to get to that point, but certainly you have that opportunity, and what a great coach.
Yeah, I really like Coach Fitz. You know, I feel like he can get me to, you know, where I want to go with my career, and I feel like with him as a coach, we're definitely gonna win some games. And, you know, if we did play in the Rose Bowl, that would definitely be a dream come true because I've always watched that game year in and year out. So that's definitely something I'm looking forward to once I get there.
Garnett, new coach this year, Jonas Rodriguez, who, you know, he prepped here in the Mid-State. Everyone's very familiar with his name. And your coach, Rock Batten, now over at Innsworth. I guess talk about that transition and how's that gone so far this year?
It was definitely a hard transition because I was super close with Coach Rock, and a lot of our players were. And, you know, That's the only coach I've had since my freshman year, and he's the reason why I came to BGA. And you know, he was very close to me, but you know, things happen, and he went to a different school, and we got Coach Rodriguez, and it was hard, you know, getting used to him and getting used to the new coaching staff. But I feel like as a team, we all transitioned fairly well. And, you know, we just starting to – we getting used to it. And, you know, we looking forward to a great season ahead of us. And we're just trying to end with the main goal of winning state.
Well, Garnett, we really appreciate talking to you this morning. Congratulations on the rest of the season. I know you took one on the chin last night, but I know you guys will bounce up. And not only good luck the rest of this season, but headed to Northwestern. Look forward to watching you on TV one of these days. Appreciate the phone call, man.
Thank you.
All right, Garnett Hollis. Plays both ways, obviously, at BGA,
yes.
But he's a corner, right?
Right, yeah. He'll be a corner at the next level. And, you know, I mentioned Antonio Stevens that's committed to Purdue. Also, the quarterback, Nick Simtenfelter, is committed to Bucknell. So, BGA, a lot of talent.
So, Garnett Hollis Jr. is not a junior.
He's not a junior academically. He is a senior. But he is a junior in his name.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Did we get that strike now?
Yeah, well, we, you know.
We had it.
How long have we been doing this show, Bubba? And how long have I had this same format, you know, that I do? Yeah.
We do
8 years.
We do juniors now?
Yes.
Well, Garnett Hollis Jr.?
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to talk to his dad. I wanted to talk to him.
All right.
We would have talked to the dad.
That's right.
I say uncle on this one. Now that was my yak job. All right, hey, let's take a break. Coming after it, boy, if you don't think he's a legend, just ask him. Big Joe Dubin coming up next.
Nissan of Cool Springs, the number one Nissan dealer in Tennessee, offering a huge selection of new and certified pre-owned Nissans at everyday low prices, plus exclusive benefits like our loyalty card with members-only price reductions on new Nissan vehicle purchases and discounts up to 15% on service, just for being a part of the Nissan of Cool Springs family. Visit us today and join our Nissan Nation across I-65 from the Galleria Mall. NissanofCoolSprings.com.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers and constant communication with the home office. 7 days a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWebb.com. That's FreemanWebb.com.
You already know about Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill and their track record for featuring the best eats and the best seats for every game. But did you know that all 5 Middle Tennessee locations have become the new favorite lunch spot from 11 to 3 with daily specials featuring made-from-scratch food prepared fresh daily. From soups to salad dressings. Hand-patted burgers and battered chicken. And don't forget happy hour Monday through Friday from 3 to 7. With locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory on the Lake at Turtle Bay, and their new Nippers Corner location. Be sure to visit Sam's Place.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields. And you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. There's strong, and then there's Army Strong.
paid for by the United States Army.
If you're in the market for a quality pre-owned car or truck, then visit Speedway Motors at 103 Southeast Broad Street in Murfreesboro. For 45 years, Speedway Motors has sold all makes and models at a reduced price because they don't have the huge overhead of a new car store or CarMax dealership. Every vehicle is thoroughly inspected before sale. Financing is available to everyone, even those with challenged credit and often with no down payment. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Go online to SpeedwayMotors.com or call 615-904-9303. That's Speedway Motors. Long's Insurance Agency in Brentwood is a multiple-line insurance agency for all your insurance needs. From investments to group and individual health, Long's Insurance Agency only represents A-rated insurance carriers. Since 2000, Long's Insurance Agency features four decades of insurance business experience with owner Bobby Long and his daughter, MTSU grad Twyla Long. Located at 104 East Park Drive, Suite 306 in Brentwood, the hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Give Bobby and Twyla a call at 615-371-6630. That's Long's Insurance Agency.
Hey, it's Jonathan Schaefer. Join me, Greg Pogue, and Dan Bradley for Ensworth Tigers football.
It is a touchdown for the Ensworth Tigers!
Tune in Friday nights this fall for Ensworth Tigers football.
Still on his feet! It is a touchdown! What an effort for the TUA touchdown!
Live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
25, and now close to the 20-yard line, and a sonic first down!
Your home of the Ensworth Tigers is right here on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
Prep Football Talk, Doc and Colt Hall Studios, Craig Ladd, Coach Bubba Spears, Greg Pope, Jonathan Najjar running things. 10 o'clock this morning, Johnny Ballpark will be right in here, 10 till noon, with his countdown to kickoff, tailgate party, and show. Man, it's a party in here, too, man. I tell you what, he has to get he gets catering, and then has all the entertainment come through, and then has
cheerleaders. Seen a few cheerleaders.
Yep, and actually, like halfway through, the visitors, Big Joe, will come over and give one of those motivational speeches, like the guy that lived in the van down under the river. But anyway, he is our prep legend. and I mean this in all seriousness. Of course, Big Joe and I, for several years now, have done the our show, our midday show here on Nashville Sports Radio, and he's on Sports Anchor Channel 4. I don't know anybody in the Nashville sports media, and including us, because you can only love it so much, who really has the passion for high school football, particularly. Yeah, more than you, Bubba. You're still getting money off of it. That's not passion. That's pay. All right. So, but Big Joe Dubin. Joe, good morning.
Morning to you, buddy. How are you?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'll tell you what, I was watching last night, man, and you look good. The South Beach Don Johnson beige sports jacket.
Yeah, I noticed that, too. I thought it was late when I was watching. I thought, man, I need to adjust the color on this TV a little bit.
Sometimes it pops and looks good, so sometimes you get lucky, but I should have wore it. That looks better with a pink shirt. The next time I'll wear a pink shirt.
You need to worry about your accessories. I was going to get to that as well.
I keep waiting for you to get up in that helicopter. I mean, I'm used to getting in that, someone in that helicopter covering the games on Friday night.
Well, people ask me all the time if I'd ever do that. I say, no, it's the same helicopter that Batman flew in the TV show. It's the same size and everything. And Rudy weighs 100 pounds. I'm about 300. There's no way that thing gets off the ground, so I will never be in that helicopter.
Yeah, I heard that that you guys couldn't get a Huey from Fort Campbell to come. So,
oh, remember who said that, Joe?
I can't argue.
I was just thinking the helicopter pilot just learned to fly sideways. Joe, we're serious about prep legend and obviously what high school means to you, but, the McGavick days, Bubba?
Hey, tell us, Joe. I mean, I think when you were playing at McGavick, I was assistant at Hunter's Lane. Tell us what it's like. I was fortunate to come through the coaching ranks the time that I did. And one of the guys you played for was a great mentor to me and Coach Elrod. Tell us a little bit about what it was like playing for Coach Elrod.
Well, I'll never forget the first time I met him, Elrod Donaldson Junior High, and he came over. And he's a legend back then, still is today to a lot of us. And he came over and talked about us going to McGavick. And I I'm not kidding you. It's one of the few times in life where you're just starstruck. I mean, here's Wes Elrod telling you to come play football for him at McGavick, and you'll enjoy the ride. So we were like, we'll do it. And you go over there, and you get ninth grade, and we had a great ninth grade team. And then you start getting on varsity, and he was great to us. I mean, we ran, for those who are listening, remember, every other play we ran the damn jet sweep. We ran it 75 times a game, and nobody could stop it. Nobody could stop that play. And then one time, it was I think my junior year, Wes comes in, and he's like, oh, we got a special play. They're going to think we'll do the jet sweep. We're going to do a little play called the quick pitch. And he's like, Joe, I need you to get outside and hook the end, and then we got a touchdown on that. I'm thinking, that's such a simple play, it's not going to work because I have to hook the end. My big butt's got to get out, hook the end, and I got the guy behind me, the running back's going to go. So we ran it, and it scored a touchdown like almost every single time. So he was great at, you know, it was basically a deer offense and a lot of up the middle and kind of a little around the edge. But he was fantastic, and we had a good time. The problem was we kept running into Overton in the playoffs every year, and Overton was loaded, and we had some great matchups. My favorite, you know, my first time dealing with an Overton football game was in 83. They had Keith Davis. For those who don't know, he's probably the best, one of the best football players ever come out of Nashville. And we played at McGavick. There was probably 10,000 people at McGavick, and it was packed. It was three deep around the fence. I mean, it was an amazing atmosphere. First play of the game, we kick off to Overton, and Keith Davis gets knocked out. I mean, he gets knocked out on the kickoff. They have to, like, five guys carry him to the sideline. And we're thinking, this is the best player in the Southeast at this time. We're going to win this game. So we stop him, first down, second down. Also, on third down, he comes back in the game. And I'm not kidding you. We were all like, what is he doing? And they ran a sweep to him. He goes 80 yards for a touchdown. We lose the game 10-8. So there was a lot of moments. I remember after the game, Wes was just, we were all just shell-shocked. And he said, boys, very few times in your life you come across a player like that, and you'll remember this game. And he's right. By God, I remember that football game. But Wes was wonderful. We had a good time there and made the playoffs every year we were there. It was just unfortunately we couldn't advance past the first round, because back then there wasn't 180 teams getting the playoffs. There was very few teams that got in the playoffs, and we just couldn't get past Overton. But it was a fun ride with them.
Our legend, Big Joe Dubin, of course, you can hear him here and everywhere and on Channel 4.
Joe, your passion for high school football, you know, I've several friends. We've talked about just the onset of the Titans coming in, and the high school's getting a backseat coverage due to that in the local media. And I won't mention the one of them in particular, the Tennessean. But anyway, your emphasis on high school sports at Channel 4.
Well, it became my mother was a big fan of my athletic prowess, and so when she passed away in 2011, my brother called me one time and said, I need you to come to the house. I want to show something to show you. So I went to the house. My mom just passed away. It's this huge cedar chest with all kinds of stuff in there. He said, look in that box right there. I was like, all right. I'd not seen this box before. I had no idea what it was. Opened it up. My mother had cut out every single thing that every time I was in the paper in high school football. I mean, things I had no idea. There were probably 50 things in this little folder that she had from high school football. She took so much pride in me doing that, and I'm thinking, you know what? She took pride. There's got to be more parents and moms and dads that take pride. And along this journey, I've discovered hundreds, probably maybe into the thousands, you know, of parents who just love their kids playing high school football. Very few of us got to go to college. Hardly any of us went to the pros to do this. But I said to myself, you know what? This is going to be something that I'm going to get in front of and highlight these guys and spotlight these coaches and these kids because nobody else is doing it. And I've never once been told to leave a high school practice. I've never once been told, oh, you can't show that, or, you know, been yelled at. It's always welcoming. It's always been the same way when I played. I remember 1985, Al Jerkins, who was a sportscaster at Channel 2, came out to a McGavick practice to give our quarterback, Mike Woodward, an award for being player of the week. I was just the excitement. There's Al Jerkins, man. He's come out to our practice, and I'll never forget that feeling of seeing him there. So I'll make it a thing with me once a week. I'll go on a Wednesday. I'll go to a high school and talk to the coach and see the players and have fun with them. But it all started with my mom's just love for high school football and that that cedar chest with all the newspaper articles in there. I was like, I got to keep doing this because this is going to impact, hopefully impact another parent and child the way it did me. So it's always a big thing with me. Covering the Titans is my least favorite thing to do with my job because you can get that Titans coverage anywhere. You ESPN get all that stuff. But you know what? You're not getting Mount Juliet Wilson Central on ESPN. So I'm going to give it to you, and I'm going to give it to you really good, and that's where I keep going with it. So I'll ride this train as long as Channel 4 lets me do it.
Well, I'll tell you what, Joe, not because we're friends, but we appreciate it as high school coaches and as high school people, what you do for high school sports because you're one of the very few that, you know, that like you said, if we call on you, you're always there. And hey, we know we're the back seat, but I tell you what, every professional and every college player comes through high school first. And you know, like you said, not everybody gets a chance to play college ball. You got a chance to play, but when you come back and you talk about your football experience, this is what I've told former players. You always talk about your high school days.
Yeah.
You know, that 15-yard run now is a 30, 35-yard run, you know. But let me tell you this. Your mother's not the only one that done that because I got a mom that she done the same thing, and I still have the scrapbook that she's put together. But now I got to ask you something else. What about little Joe? Now, I know you're proud of your son because he's your son, but, I about teared up a little bit when I read the article there when he put on your number.
Yeah.
And he's playing, and that's a proud thing for a father.
Well, it is a proud thing. He surprised me with it and did it. It's funny, the other night we had a football game at Friendship Christian, you know, middle school game, and he had a bad game. I mean, he was trying to find the ball, he's playing nose guard, and they're driving him back, you know, all that stuff. Well, the kid in the fourth quarter, the coach just read him the riot act up and down, and said, you got to get aggressive. You're standing up. Just went off on him, you know. And a parent said to me, he said, well, how does that make you feel? And I said, what? And they said, well, how does that make you feel? The coach said to scream at your son. I'm like, I wish they would do that the whole game. What do you mean, how do I? Have we become that soft that I'm going to get upset because the coach is yelling at my kid? I'm like, this is ridiculous. I mean, this is football. This is, you know, the greatest sport in the world. And there's this coach who's yelling at him and teaching him. And I told my son afterwards, I said, the day that coach doesn't speak to you is the day you need to give up football. It's the day he stops caring about you. I mean, I got read the riot act from high school coaches to several college coaches the whole way. And looking back, it was awesome. I deserved every bit of that. So
yeah.
Being him out there in that environment and getting that and being part of the team. And I said, when you're part of something greater than yourself, it's an amazing feeling, and that's why I'm such a fan of high school football. You know, I say this every year, Coach, at the end of the football season, there are teams around that go 0-10, and there's 19 players on the team, and all their buddies are out working to have a good time. And I always say this every year. I said, you know what? Because you don't make the playoffs, don't let this take away what you sacrificed the last 3 years for high school. This is for seniors I'm talking about when their season ends. I said, because you got stuff in your back pocket for the rest of your life that nobody else has, that your friends who don't play sports have. You've got these memories and these wonderful times and these feelings that you can't buy. You can't go to the store and buy this. You have them forever inside of you. So it is a wonderful feeling, a wonderful thing to see him out there playing football. And how far he goes, I don't know. I just want him to have fun and have memories, the same ones I had at McGavick.
Big Joe Dubin with us, of course, Greg Pug Big Joe Show every Monday through Friday right here, 9 to 11, and the sports anchor at Channel 4 as well. You played at Samford. Terry Bowden was your coach.
Yeah.
And Jimbo Fisher was your teammate. Can you tell any – are there any stories tellable? Let me put it that way.
Jimbo was not the nicest teammate, not the nicest player. So we did we had camp, and I was the defensive end, and he had on a red jersey. But he would taunt us the whole time, like, you can't touch me. And he was just he was a jerk. So we had practice, you know, one day. It was a two-minute drill, I'll never forget. And the tackle missed me, and I went straight up. I mean, I could have cleaned his clock, but I didn't from the backside. So as I approached him, he turns around and throws the ball right into my crotch. And the anger that boiled up from my toes up to my body, I went right at him, you know, and the coaches separated us and all that stuff. And he didn't talk as much after that anymore because he knew people were starting not to like him on the football team. But I will give him this. He threw the best football I've ever seen. You couldn't stop him. I mean, he was an amazing, amazing quarterback. To see him now as coach at A&M, I never thought I would see him coach anywhere. But you know what? He rode the Bowden train. He got on with Terry. He went to Florida State with Bobby, became the head coach there. Now he's at A&M. So it's just weird seeing him in that light when I knew him back in the day at Samford and do all that stuff. But I was not a fan of him. He was not a good teammate.
Well, Joe, I mean, if you'd have been a little nicer to him, you probably could be the offensive coordinator at A&M right now.
Defensive line coach, maybe.
There you go.
Yeah, I ran into him when he was at the OC with Saban at LSU in 2000 when they beat Tennessee in overtime game. And we talked for a little bit there, but it was you kind of knew once he got involved with Saban at LSU and then over to Bowden at Florida State that he was going to rise like he did because he's a good football mind. I didn't really like him that much.
Well, and you know, maybe he could hire you as you've heard those lack of quality control coach. all right. Last Saturday, our prep legend was Watson Brown. Let's hear the story.
All right. So Watson was, you know, Watson had like 9 coaching jobs in 4 years. He kept bouncing around everywhere. So in '85, he went to Rice. And then he was recruiting me when I was at McGavick. And so here's the thing with McGavick. When I entered my senior year, I was the 3rd prospect in the state. We had Todd Collins in Jefferson County, Robin Perry at Brentwood Academy. I was 3rd. Brad Gaines was 4th at Vanderbilt. So before my senior year, I got mono, and I lost 50 pounds in 2 weeks. I was in the hospital for a week at Old Donaldson Hospital. I missed all of camp at McGavick. I come back 2 games in my senior year. I break my ankle. I don't come back to the playoffs. I mean, it was a bad senior year that I had. But, you know, here's a kid who's 6'3", 260, and people kept recruiting him. I mean, Miami recruited me. A lot of other schools kept recruiting me. But Watson at Rice was really on to me. And he's like, you know what, we got a good thing going here. I want you to be part of this team. I'm thinking, man, I'm going to go to Rice. This is not bad because Watson likes me and everything. Well, then in 1985, you might remember, a lot of coaches switched jobs. And Watson left Rice for Vanderbilt. I'm thinking, oh, I remember telling my mom, I said, Mom, this is perfect. I mean, I'm going to go from Rice, and I'm going to be at Vanderbilt playing at home and all this. And I never talked to Watson again after that. He only had like 11 scholarships there, because you remember back in the day they had 30. He only had like 11. I never talked to him. It was the weirdest thing. And his recruiting coordinator, and it was a guy named, I think it was Van Christopher or Van Holloway, or it was Van something. He ended up being a coach at Good Pasture for many years. And I remember getting with him. He's like, you have to talk to Watson about that. So I called Watson. You know, there's a short window when he takes over in December from signing day in February, but I never heard from Watson Brown ever again. And so that was my Watson Brown. So I told him that, too. He apologized. He's like, look, there was a lot going on that time. So I went from Vandy to Cincinnati to Rice back to Vandy. And so that's all right. You know, things happen, and I'm where I'm meant to be, and I'm good with that. But it was just funny because I thought, man, he's at Rice. He loves me. Oh, he's coming to Vanderbilt. I'm going to go to Vanderbilt and play football. Never heard from him.
Well, and probably because you couldn't spell Rice, but much. But you can eat. But you can eat a lot of it. That's right. So anyway,
I can't do that, man.
All right, hey Joe, thanks, man. What are you doing today?
I got to be at Vanderbilt at 10 because at the game, I want to go over and see LSU. Like we talked about, I am a college football. I love college football, and I love seeing LSU helmets. I don't care if it's Georgia, LSU, Alabama. I love it when these historic programs roll through town, so I'm going to go watch the first half over there.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it, man. See you Monday.
All right, brother. See you.
Big Joe Dubin.
I mean, you got to love his passion for high school football. Yeah. That's what sets him apart.
He was the number 3 senior prospect in the state. Of course, back then he didn't have 3, 4, 5 star and all that stuff.
Right, right.
But he
does a lot for high school sports, and the coaches really appreciate what he does.
He needs to be in the Metro Coaches Football Hall of Fame. Okay, get on that.
Gotcha.
All right.
Gotcha.
You got me in there. So anyway. All right.
Yeah, I'm still paying for it.
And Big Joe introduced me when I was inducted. So we'll flip it around. I doubt if you'll ask me. But anyway, hey, let's take a break. We'll be back and preview week 6 in just a few.
You already know about Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill and their track record for featuring the best eats and the best seats for every game. But did you know that all five Middle Tennessee locations have become the new favorite lunch spot from 11 to 3 with daily specials featuring made-from-scratch food prepared fresh daily. From soups to salad dressings, hand-patted burgers and battered chicken. And don't forget happy hour Monday through Friday from 3 to 7. With locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory on the Lake at Turtle Bay, and their new Nippers Corner location. Be sure to visit Sam's Place.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers and constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWebb.com. That's FreemanWebb.com.
If you're in the market for a quality pre-owned car or truck, then visit Speedway Motors at 103 Southeast Broad Street in Murfreesboro. For 45 years, Speedway Motors has sold all makes and models at a reduced price because they don't have the huge overhead of a new car store or CarMax dealership. Every vehicle is thoroughly inspected before sale. Financing is available to everyone, even those with challenged credit and often with no down payment. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Go online to SpeedwayMotors.com or call 615-904-9303. That's Speedway Motors. Long's Insurance Agency in Brentwood is a multiple-line insurance agency for all your insurance needs. From investments to group and individual health, Long's Insurance Agency only represents A-rated insurance carriers. Since 2000, Long's Insurance Agency features four decades of insurance business experience with owner Bobby Long and his daughter, MTSU grad Twyla Long. Located at 104 East Park Drive, Suite 306 in Brentwood, the hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Give Bobby and Twyla a call, 615-371-6630. That's Long's Insurance Agency.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields, and you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. They're strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
Nissan of Cool Springs, the number one Nissan dealer in Tennessee, offering a huge selection of new and certified pre-owned Nissans at everyday low prices. Plus exclusive benefits like our loyalty card with members-only price reductions on new Nissan vehicle purchases and discounts up to 15% on service. Just for being a part of the Nissan of Cool Springs family. Visit us today and join our Nissan Nation across I-65 from the Galleria Mall. NissanofCoolSprings.com.
Hey, it's Jonathan Schaefer. Join me, Greg Pogue, and Dan Bradley for Ensworth Tigers football.
It is a touchdown for the Ensworth Tigers!
Tune in Friday nights this fall for Ensworth Tigers football.
Still on its feet! It is a touchdown! What an effort for the TUA touchdown!
Live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
25, and now close to the 20-yard line, and a sonic first down!
Your home of the Ensworth Tigers is right here on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
Prep Football Talk right here at Goggin Cold Hall Studios. Let's take a look ahead to Week 6. Some of the big games will be Ensworth at MBA. It won't be a region game anymore, but certainly a big rivalry game. East Nashville at BGA, Hillsboro at Pearl Cone, Shelbyville at Centennial, Columbia at Nolensville. Of course, that Ensworth MBA game, 6:45 Friday night pregame, 7 o'clock. The call right here, Jonathan Schaefer, Dan Bradley, and myself. Ensworth at MBA, Craig.
First road game of the year, Greg, for the Tigers, who are 4-1 after losing last night to Baylor 24-14. Their average margin of victory in wins, their four wins, is 33 points. So they have a high-powered offense led by quarterback George Bullock, who's passed for 806 yards and 11 touchdowns this year. MBA huge win last night over MUS 17-14 to improve their record to 2-3. MBA freshman quarterback Marcel Reed, of course, son of TSU coach Rod Reed, passes for 206 yards and a touchdown in the victory, his first start of the year. Ensworth leads this all-time series, winning 10 of the 17 meetings.
All right. Yeah, and I tell you what, Gerard Bullock, quite a quarterback. East Nashville at BGA, Bubba.
This ought to be a big one. East has outscored its opponents 170-15 this year, and the Eagles possess an outstanding quarterback in Kawanzi Jamison and rusher Rontavious Gregory, but BGA also has an outstanding quarterback in Bucknell commit Nick Simpenfelter. He's passed for 1,187 yards with 16 TDs and just three interceptions, and believe it or not, guys, this is the first time these two teams have met.
That is crazy. I know East Nashville hadn't been, you know, obviously, what 10 years now, maybe something like that?
Since 08, probably,
Hillsboro at Pearl Cone.
Hillsboro is 3-2 on the season after earning its second straight win last night, crushing Glencliff 72-0 in a region contest. In that game, running back Brian Coveting rushed for 120 yards and a pair of touchdowns on just four carries. Greg, it's pretty good average yard per carry, wouldn't you say? Four carries, 120 yards?
Do the math.
Absolutely.
That would be 30 per carry.
There you go. Pearl Cone, odd way to pick up a win last night. They won by forfeit over Republic. They have an outstanding junior quarterback who's been offered by TSU, and quarterback Martino Owens completed 65% of his passes for 730 yards, 11 touchdowns, just one INT this year. These two schools have played only six times in the last 18 years, with Hillsboro winning four of the encounters.
Shelbyville at Centennial.
Shelbyville's quarterback Cade Cunningham is averaging 250 yards passing with 1,000 yards through the air and 9 TDs this season. The sophomore also leads the Golden Eagles in rushing with 275 yards.
We'll be back here next Saturday morning, wrapping up week six here in the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. Coming up at 10 o'clock this morning, it will be countdown to kickoff with the tailgate show with Johnny Ballpark Franks, 10 until noon. And, of course, Friday night, I want to remind you again, NBA, Innsworth at NBA, 6:45, pregame, 7 o'clock, the kickoff right here on Nashville Sports Radio. Hey, everybody, thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your weekend.